So the epistle for the second Sunday after Easter, Good Shepherd Sunday, is taken from 1 Peter chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, did not revile. When he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 10. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming, and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep, and the hireling fleeth, because he is a hireling, and he had no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Please be seated. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So obviously we contemplate in this Easter season the good shepherd, our Lord Jesus Christ. And by him giving his life for his sheep, we can say that the good shepherd becomes like one of the sheep, a lamb, a sacrificial lamb. You see in sacred scripture it says, Behold the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. And so we know that this lamb gave of his life in order to give us a chance for heaven again, to save us, to redeem mankind. It's one of the things that we think about in the Old Testament, the blood of the lamb on the doorpost to stop the angel of death from visiting those houses. Because it had then the blood of the lamb, which was symbolic of our Lord Jesus Christ, to save those souls from the angel of death. And that's where we also just have to look at Calvary and the blood of our Lord shed on the cross. This is the means of our salvation. It is our redemption stemming from this sacrifice. And so then when we consider this sacrifice and its fruits, where do we find it? We find it obviously in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And then how? That how is answered by the words of the consecration offered by the priest. So therefore, when we look at our Lord as the good shepherd, he made this possible for us. That he came into this world to take away sins, as I mentioned. That he came to redeem mankind by sacrificing his life for his sheep. And so he was meant to take away the sins of mankind. And so therefore, then we can say that the priest renders to God the victim in the holy sacrifice of the Mass itself. That's where he cooperates with God and is what is most vital and necessary for our salvation, the Mass itself. St. Padre Pio had said it's easier for the world to last without the Son than without the Mass, illustrating and showing to us how important that the holy sacrifice of the Mass is, because it is this renewal of Calvary. It is this renewal of our Lord's death on the cross. And then the first fruit of this sacrifice is certainly the most blessed sacrament, you know, the real presence of our Lord. And that is where then our Lord wanted to be with us, to feed us, to give us life, to strengthen us throughout our days here on earth. And that is why then it is so significant for our children to receive our Lord for the very first time. You know, next Sunday when they have the chance to receive our Lord, they are receiving God within them to strengthen them and protect them and help them. And so that is where we call it, we say that it is the first fruit from the sacrifice of the Mass. Our Lord says, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. And that is what we contemplate, that is what we think about at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And especially on this Good Shepherd Sunday, which is so fitting to be in Paschal tide. As we think about how our Lord sacrificed everything on Good Friday for us to redeem mankind, to open up again the gates of heaven, I mean, to give us that chance again. And so therefore, then we see with this Good Shepherd Sunday, yes, we pray for vocations, we pray for those to answer the call, but we also see that the priest cooperates in this work of redemption. Granted, he is this weak instrument, but yet he still tries to work for the service of souls, the work of redemption, of sanctification. And that is why we must pray for vocations. Vocations not only to the priesthood, but to all of the religious life. The sisters, the brothers. We just had Reverend Mr. Gadosh visiting. He had to go back for Good Shepherd Sunday. But he's taken that step, the true step of the subdiaconate. The next step then will be the diaconate, and then, God willing, the priesthood. And so that is something for us to pray for our vocations. That is why for the St. Joseph's Table, we tried to help support them monetarily to show the support that we have, but certainly also the prayers that we should try to give to them too. Praying for them to be faithful to their vocation. And as I say, with the relic of the heart of St. John Vianney coming to America, it is to pray for vocations in the strength of their vocations, their faithfulness to what they are called to. And certainly we see with the struggle that the church is going through, and the scandals that are there, that is one of the main reasons that the Knights of Columbus wanted to have this relic touring the United States. Is to try to, one, to make reparation, but then also to enlist the help of the patron of all parish priests, to help priests to be faithful to their vocation. So that's why I think it's important for us to try to make this veneration to this relic, praying for all priests, praying for, God willing, your priest. Because yes, we are these weak instruments that God tries to use. And so that is why it's so important on this Sunday. Yes, we make a collection for vocations. We try to support them by our prayers. But how important it is that we need to pray and to sacrifice for vocations. Because this is continuing the work of the redemption and the sanctification of souls. So I'll leave you with the words of the Collect, which I think sum up very well this great feast. O God, who by the humility of thy Son didst lift up a fallen world, grant unending happiness to thy faithful, that those whom thou hast snatched from the perils of endless death, thou mayest cause to rejoice in everlasting joys. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.